I'm going to be a mute amongst the rabbim, no matter where I am, whether I'm in when I settle down in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, New York City, in Toronto, wherever it might be, I'm going to be a mute neged rabbim. There are always things that a person feels passionately about, and he's going to be a mute. Hopefully passionately, because he's inspired by his rabbeim. How am I zocheh to be like the Chashmonaim? Let's leave that question for a moment. And let's analyze a beautiful sugya in Halacha and Machshava. There's a very strange taz in Shulchan Aruch. And that taz takes the Shulchan Aruch in a totally different, no pun intended, light. There's a halacha that says that when the neiros are dolkos, when the menorah is lit, the halacha is that women, possibly even men, are not supposed to do malacha. Doesn't mean that they're not supposed to cook, because cooking is part of the Simchas Yom Tov, but there are malachos that are not supposed to be done. Now the Mishnah Berurah understands this in the following way. During the half hour that the candles are supposed to be lit, then you're not supposed to do malacha. Now it's interesting. Chanukah itself doesn't have a Kedushas Hayom. There's no one having Kedushas Hayom. For example, Rav Nemtzal has a suffix, when it comes to most Yomim Tovim, if let's say you don't have that mitzvah, the mitzvah of that day, could very well be that you can make a Shechi Yonu because the day itself, you're experiencing the day, you can make the bracha Shechi Yonu, Vikimonu Vigyonu Lazman Hazeh. But on Chanukah, he discusses, maybe it's different, because in Chanukah there's no Kedushas Hayom. Possibly, there's no Kedushas Hayom. Yet, when the neiros are dolkos, so then there's some minog not to do malacha. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, it's to remember not to be nene from the or of the menorah. However, some understand that no, there's something unique, something transformative about the time of when the neiros are lit, that the moment is transformed, that already somehow there's already some din of malacha, iser malacha. What's this transformative state of the neiros dolkos? How does that moment when the neiros are lit, so then actually I added more oil to my menorah, it's still burning a little bit outside. Actually I had to have a minute to even bring it inside. Why? Because it could very well be that the neiros dolkos might be connected also to the amorphic halacha of simcha on Chanukah. Is there a notion of having a seuda, of sitting and getting together on Chanukah, joining together on Chanukah and having a seuda? Well, if we say there's no itzumo shel yom, and the only thing about the day is lahodos ulahalel, so then we never find that simcha is connected to the hodos ulahalel, except for the Rambam. In previous years, I discussed the sheet that the Rambam puts together. You may hallel the simcha, but this year I'm not going to discuss. I want to get to a taz. So why do we have the notion of simcha? So maybe the notion of simcha, you have the zman of simcha when you have the zman of the Yisr Malacha. The two are connected. Okay. So that's an analysis of maybe somehow, for some reason, when the neiros are dolkos, there's a halacha of the Yisr Malacha, and also for that reason, dafka when the neiros are dolkos, then there's an inyan for simcha. In fact, Rav Vosner's son just moved here into the neighborhood. Rav Vosner is the biggest posek amongst the Hasidim, and he said that he thought the Mishnah Berurah was a tremendous chiddush. And the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that kol zman shaneros dolkos, every time, as long as the candles of the menorah are lit, he said there should be an Isser Malacha. And he said also that one should be marbe b'simcha during that time. Why? Because that's a transformative state. That's the time in which Chanukah actually becomes a semi-yomtov. That's the Ramah, that's the Mishneh Berurah, and that's Rav Vosner's son's suggestion. There is a fascinating Taz, though. The Taz learns that Neiros Dolkos doesn't mean that your menorah is lit, but the Taz calls a Mem Tzadik. There's a big discussion who that is. They say it's not the Me'il Tzedakah. Kosov B'Mem Tzadi, Shekolz Man Neiros Beis HaKnesses Dolkos. Every time the lights in the as long as the lights in the shul are on in Chanukah, the lights in the shul. Yesh Lodin, what type of lights? Is it the Chanukah menorah in the shul, or maybe just as long as the lights are on in the shul? So then, in such a case, you don't do malacha. And then, according to the logic before that, if the time is transformed, that's the time of simcha. Kol zman she'neiros dolkos bebeis haknesses. So then, in such a case, there's a zman of simcha. What's the pshat in this taz? I understand that there's something special about the menorah. Maybe the menorah is going to transform the time. And that will transform it to the Yisr Malach, and that will transform it to the Zman of Simcha. But all of a sudden, when it comes to Neiros Dolkos, the Beis HaKnesses, what does that represent? So Rabosai, I'd like to suggest to you the following pshat, Be'ezer Hashem. And this pshat, I think, has a tremendous Musar in terms of our own avodah. If you read carefully the language of Darchei Moshe when he discusses the idea of Simcha and Chanukah, he divides Chanukah into two different parts. There's in the Darchei Moshe, in the Ramah, there's two dinim in the halachos of Simcha or in the halachos of Chanukah. He says connected to the menorah, the nes of the Pach Hashem requires lehodos lehala. The person has to thank. And then he says, there's also a minig to be mesameach on Chanukah, not the way I explained before. He says, there's a minig to be mesameach on Chanukah, to have an inyan of simcha, and possibly that might be connected to the Yisra Malacha as well, because it was also the zman of Chanukas HaMishka. The Chashmonaim did a Chanukas HaMishkan. It was also the time of the Chanukas HaMikdash. It was also the time of Chanukas HaMishkan. So what emerges then from the Ramah is not what we thought before. It's not all connected to the menorah. But rather, there are two parts of Chanukah. One part of Chanukah is Lahodos Ulahalo, that's connected to the Nes of Pach HaShemen. And there's no Simcha. Ton Hezber, why is there no Simcha there? But there's no Simcha. There all it is Lahodos Ulahalo. And then there's another din that's connected to the fact that we re-inaugurated the Mikdash. And there's a din of Isser Malacha. And possibly that is connected, and the Mefurish in the Ramah is that's connected to Simcha as well. The Simcha that we have on Chanukah is connected to the Chanukas HaMikdash. In Kainim Advarim, I think I could say now Pshat, Be'ezer Hashem, in the Taz. The pshat in the Taz is like this. This wild Taz that says that's dependent not on the Neiros, the Chanukah menorah, but the Neiros and the Beis HaKnesses, is because there are two things that we're celebrating on Chanukah. We're celebrating the Chanukah menorah, the Neis of the Pach HaShemen. That is not connected to Simcha. However, the Mikdash, the Chanukas HaMikdash, that's connected to Simcha. And that might be connected also to the Isser Malacha as well. Why? Why that split? Why, when it comes to the Neis of the Pach HaShemen, so then it's only expressed Lahodos Ulahal. There's no inyan of Simcha. Purim is expressed in Simcha. Purim, according to some, originally Esther wanted to make an Yisra Malach even on Purim. According to some, there still is a minute today to have an Yisra Malach on Purim. But when it comes to Chanukah, so there the Neis of the Pach HaShemen doesn't precipitate Simcha. The Neis of the Pach HaShemen only creates the Chiyuv Lahodos Lahalal, but Simcha and Yisra Malach is not there. Why? What's the pshat behind what the Ramah is saying? What's pshat behind this task? So I think the omek behind the lamdus is the following. Hodah and Halah, like Rav Yoel was bringing about, now the necessity for each one of us to dig inside for Hodah and Halah, that can't have anything else but you. And Al Pi Kabbalah, that's what the Or of the Menorah represents. The Or of the Menorah represents the Or HaGonuz, the neshama of the individual. The nature of the Pach HaShemin is that the Chashmonaim thought that they were spiritually defeated. And no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Uminosar kankanim nasenes na shoshan, you're still a shoshan, you're still my rose. As far as we fall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that inside of every single one of us is the koach to be miskaber al HaChoshach. There's no exterior dinim. There's no outside din. There's no din of transforming the yom through a prohibition of work. No din of a chiyuv to make simcha. There's no basar v'yayin. There's no chiyuv of making a seuda. It all has to come deep down from the pnimius of the person. In contrast to Chanukah's Hamikdash, the person wants to create a mikdash not only in purifying himself, but he wants to create, as David HaMelech describes in Mavova Ol Beisi, I want to create for Makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm not going to rest Adam Tzamakom Hashem until I find a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, to find a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world outside of yourself, so then you have to work hard to create the proper environment. For those who are going back to the States and want to create a Mikdash, then you have to go outside of yourself. And there are times that there's an Isra Malacha. You have to stop. You have to stop work. Then you have to create something. You have to change the tzura of the makom, the tzura of the zman. But when it comes to the pnimius of a person, inside of us is the koach lahodos lahalot. Inside of us is the oragonus. Inside of us is the koach ner Hashem nishmasav. Our avoda for Chanukah is to realize that every single one of us have everything that we need bipnimioseinu, inside of us, l'ha'ir et ha'choshech. Every single one of us has everything we need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us inside of us. There's no alternative din that's necessary to create, to be motzi the Kedushas Hazman. It's created by the pnimios of the person, the internal state of the individual. Rosh Hashim Rafal Hirsch is bothered. Why is it that when it comes to the Kohanim, Nadav and Avihu Zaveira, that they were Shisuya Yayin, they drank a little bit of wine, and they went into the Mikdash, they offered a foreign fire, Chiyuv Misa? I understand that they deserve punishment, but a chiyuv misa especially, they didn't deserve that in the sense that they were doing it with a pure heart. They wanted to come closer to God. Why is it punishable by a chiyuv misa? And I'd like to add another question. The Gemara says, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that you're not the halacha is that you're not allowed to daven when you're drunk. Kol hamispalel kishu shose ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. Someone who prays when he's drunk, so then that's considered like idol worship. I understand it's a bad thing, but why does it go so far to say that ki'ilu oved avodah zarah, he served another god? Zakhtrub Shamshin Rafal Hirsch. I'll tell you why Nadav and Avihu were chayiv misa. The reason why they were chayiv misa is because they thought that they needed to go outside of themselves to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a person needs an artificial substance to bring himself closer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given inside of us, whether we're a little bit smarter, or it takes us a little bit longer to chap the Gemara. Whether we got in our SATs of 1500, or we got in our SATs of 1000. Whether we have a problem of kas, or by nature we're giving people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given every single one of us the koach liskarev alav. Every single one of us has that koach. And the moment the person thinks that he needs something from outside, then that's called an Eish Zara. When a person davens and feels that he needs an enhancement to bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his neshama, which is Avodah Shevelev, tefillah is relating the neshama below to the neshama upstairs, the Kisei HaKavod, he's not serving the same God. He believes what his neshama needs is not really what's upstairs. Well, every single one of us has a chelek elokam imal. That's avodah zara. If a person misunderstands his neshama, then that's avodah zara. That is avodah zara, because the neshama is a chelek elokam imal, and if it's a distortion of himself, then it's a distortion of what exists upstairs. That's the key, Rabbi Miyad Matin. The key for a person to have the koach, the skariv l'Hashem, shvisi Hashem l'negdi samit, is to realize that it's l'hodosu l'hala. Inside of him, no other dinim. He wants to be mekariv others, then there's a nisim malacha. Then there's a chiyuv of simcha. Then he has to alter the status of the day. But inside of himself, wherever he goes, he has that koach. Leif Tov.